Well, markets are dealing with maybe a little bit of renewable fuels rumors. Part of the reason we saw some limit down action today in the soybeans. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Joining me is Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors. And when the beans fell today, Sean, they fell pretty hard at one point.
Yeah, I mean, they had been bid up for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons was optimism that there'd be a large increase in the renewable diesel standards, potentially over 5 billion gallons from 3.3. Rumors today and some comments from the EPA secretary indicated that might not be as high, that maybe we're thinking about things more in the low to mid 4 billion gallons, and that the announcement, which was thought to be imminent, might be several months from being finalized. And so I think that set a lot of the short-term speculators off kilter, and it sent a wave of selling into the soybeans and the bean oil being limited down today. And we'll have to see how much more follow-through there may be in tomorrow and tonight's trade. But certainly, you know, this is a kind of an unpleasant announcement today, and what we'll have to sort out if these rumors are really true or if they change their mind when they actually make the decision.
So you look at that, and how much is the market's going to continue to play on these rumors until we actually have some proof in the pudding?
I think they'll react to it today, maybe tomorrow, and beyond that, I think they'll say we took some premium off for now, and we'll sit and wait and wait for details. It's notorious for the EPA to say one thing, or for the rumors to be one thing, and what they actually decide upon is something completely different. That's actually quite common. So I think it could be a few day reaction, but I don't think we're going to continue to react until they get tangible evidence of exactly what the numbers are going to look like when that decision is made.
What is your takeaway of the wheat quality tour that is underway?
Well, you know, we had had a crashing wheat market here, you know, for a couple of weeks on the rains that have come into Kansas and the Southern Plains, and the market was pricing in just a massive, perfect, everything's just perfectly right with the crop. And what the crop tour is indicating, it's that it's a good crop, but there's a lot more problems that they're seeing and it's not a perfect crop. Lots of disease, lots of shallow root structures, lots of quality issues. They see a good crop, but they're not talking about this incredible best crop ever type of scenario. And because the wheat market had priced in perfection, we're starting to see a counter rally now the last couple of days on this crop tour. Their final determination will be out, I think, tonight or tomorrow morning. But I think sufficiently this might have put the spring low in the market, given that it's clear it's not going to be as good as everybody thought.
And as no surprise, Sean, you and I were talking, the cattle market obviously dealt with the immediate closure of the Mexican border. And you said that might have been the reason the tone has been set for the highs for the week.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes it takes this a final news story to make this final move higher, this panic surge in the market, and then it rolls over and ends the week flat on its back. It looks like, you know, that's exactly what we're doing. It came in on Monday and Tuesday, and we shot the market up, and now we're on the defensive, rolling the market back. We feel here that, you know, we've priced so much bullish information in, so much of the grilling season in already. Prices are already so very, very high. It may be that even news of this stature isn't bullish enough to move the market above that 215, 220 live cattle price market and that $3, you know, 310 feeder cattle market. We think that might be all that we can get out of it, and the demand's just not going to support that price level going forward, at least going into the summer.
And look at it, the hogs kind of walk into the beat of their own drum today.
Well, the way we're looking at the situation, given the economy, given that we're getting clear pullback from the consumer, I think this is finally the time that we're going to see on the margin that we're going to see demand switching to more economical pork versus beef. We're actually starting to see that. We're starting to see a difference between the two. And I think what's bad for cattle on the demand side could be very good for pork on the hog side. And a trade deal with China, which looking more possible here, would be really, really constructive, the hog market, much more so than the cattle market. So we like hogs here. We think hogs can actually catch a wave higher, even if cattle catches a wave lower.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Sean. Sean Hackett joining us today. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors with today's market wrap-up. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a market wrap-up. You're listening to the American Ag Network.